This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, an eyewitness claims that election software cheated in the past and cheated in 2020. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
As the presidential election battle continues, President Trump's legal team has gathered evidence that they have publicly said will overturn the results of the election. In an article available to read at charismanews.com, Christian advocate legal firm Liberty Counsel shared their insight on an affidavit written by a key eyewitness in the developing election case. The witness has startling firsthand knowledge of how the Smartmatic election software was designed and worked in previous international elections. The former Venezuelan national, who was personally with Marxist leader Hugo Chavez, states that, "I was a direct witness to the creation and operation of an electronic voting system known as Smartmatic for the leaders of the Venezuelan government. This conspiracy specifically involved President Hugo Chavez Farias, the person in charge of the National Electoral Council named Jorge Rodriguez, and principals, representatives, and personnel from Smartmatic. The purpose of the conspiracy was to create and operate a voting system that could change the votes in elections from votes against persons running in the Venezuelan government to votes in their favor in order to maintain control of the government." The witness continued in his written affidavit that, "After the Smartmatic electoral management system was put in place, I closely observed several elections where the results were manipulated using Smartmatic software. One such election was in December 2006, when Chavez was running against Rosales. Chavez won in a landslide over Manuel Rosales, a margin of nearly 6 million votes for Chavez versus 3.7 million for Rosales." He also stated that the software was designed to be manipulated so the system could change the vote of each voter without being detected. Also that Smartmatic agreed to create such a system and produce the software and hardware to accomplish the goals of President Chavez. It is reported that the witness came forward when he saw that the U.S. count suddenly stopped in many cities around the same time of night. He drew a comparison to what he saw on April 14, 2013, in the election between Nicolas Maduro and his opponent Capriles Radonsky. By 2 p.m. on the election day, Radonsky was leading by 2 million votes. A decision was made to stop the reporting feed and reset the voting system and then take the election back online. From his vantage point in the Caracas Control Center, he watched in real time that the software changed the count, and Maduro won by 200,000 votes. Smartmatic and Dominion have had contracts together in the past, and Smartmatic had even sued Dominion claiming that they stole large amounts of Smartmatic technology and implemented its software. In the 2020 U.S. election, according to Dominion's own numbers, 40% of voters in the U.S., covering 28 states, plus Puerto Rico, used their voting systems. There are currently over 20,000 credible reports of election fraud and glitches in the 2020 election that must be thoroughly investigated. In one county in Michigan, using Dominion systems, it was discovered that 6,000 votes for Trump were given to Biden. This glitch was blamed on operator error. But if you know its history, you can't look past these voter glitches. Liberty Counsel says that the Constitution provides a path for a contested presidential election. The process is working, and we are working to make sure every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not. Proverbs 11:1 says that the Lord hates anyone who cheats, but he likes everyone who is honest. Continue to pray for the U.S. election process, that all fraud will be exposed and that the results will be honest and true. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.